June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors and the return of the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, how the heck we doing today? Welcome to the program.
I'm better now that Alec is back. No offense to Jacob.
Ooh. Feels like offense
to you. But Kevin really hated the way he ran the show on Friday.
Not
and
true.
So we were all
not
concerned.
Not true.
No, he did a great job. And he was a lot of fun, but Alec is back, and now the show feels whole again. And that's important. What are you wearing? Have y'all? Can we get a one shot on Kevin here and zoom in on? He is trying to let everybody out there know that he is the daddy. He is letting everyone know he is dad. Kevin,
this is what I was afraid
of. You have a hat on. It's a white hat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
I'm a good guy.
And there are because you're. Good guys wear white hats. Bad guys wear black hats, right?
That's right. No room for gray in this society.
It says dad in all caps on it. And then there's some funny colors. Unique colors, if you will.
Yep.
On it. And why are you wearing this hat?
So I don't know if Noah was coerced by my wife to add this, but he gave me this hat for Father's Day. And then later in the day, he walked up to me with it again and said, "Do you want to take it to work?"
Did he say wear it or did he just say take it?
He said take it, and then he immediately was like, "Put it on."
Oh.
And so I felt like for at least a minute or maybe the entirety of the first segment.
Hey, where'd the whole show? Hold on. What's it? It says, "Dad, what does it say over there on the left?" Can you turn
Noah?
No. Oh, dude. It has a little heart on it.
It does.
He can't read, but he can write. And that's impressive.
Okay.
That really is.
He does. There's no way he wrote this. And he didn't write the dad part either.
Dude.
Wow. He didn't. But he does know how to spell his name.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
And he knows his entire name with his middle name and everything, but there's no way he made these letters.
You hear that, America? We're getting that much closer to reading. And that's awesome. Dude, hey, you know what? I've always said this about Kevin, Alec.
Mm-mm.
I've always said that Kevin is a good dad. Mm-hmm. I've known him around 19 years now. And I watched him raise Brandon. He was 2 or 3 years
yep.
old whenever I first saw him.
Two.
And I watched that relationship all this time. It was wonderful. I didn't envy it, but I cherished it watching it, how y'all grew together. And now I get to see you do this all over again, and you're doing the same thing. You're doing a great job again, dude. I'm so proud of you, man.
I was able to negotiate out of bringing the big proclamation that he made at school. Of all of his favorite things about me.
Oh, I wish you would have done that.
Come on, Daddy.
Two of the first three had fundamental flaws in them.
Oh, guys.
It said, my dad's name is Noah.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he's 2 years old. Like, so he knows how old he is, but the rest of it, he got down pretty well. And so I was proud of him. By the way, the older boy, he did outstanding. He created a candy and Lego bouquet kind of thing. So he got the clear flower vase and then he taped to it. These candies are called mint meltaways. Fannie Mae makes them and they're just freaking delicious. He had a bunch of those as like the Leafs and then this little Millennium Falcon kind of mini Lego build. Genius. On the top of it is like the flowers, and it was super neat.
I want to be a dad now. That's crazy. Kid.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
So, yeah.
From the 806, fellas, I've been to hell and back in the last week, but I'm glad to be listening to y'all and texting y'all again. We are back.
Yes.
So we are
I'm back. I'm sorry for whatever happened. If you want to elaborate, we're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
Now on with the program.
On with the program.
Okay.
Good all to right. see you, Alec.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I brought Alec a present. So I want to try this. I think this could be interesting on Mondays. Where we left off, where we are now.
Okay.
All right, because we got a lot to update from the weekend. The Rangers, U.S. Open, Stanley Cup Final, NBA Finals. Obviously, there was a couple of blockbuster trades, but believe it or not, because it helped me win some money on Underdog, I'm going to go with cut number five. When we left, JJ was doing dynamite. He was winning the U.S. Open. But for a while there, it looked like it was going to fall apart. It looked like Adam Scott might jump back up in there. And then he had one of the worst final rounds we've ever seen. And we ended up where we were on Friday as well. Give me cut number five. And I know there were still some more golfers, but this was essentially the shot that won the U.S. Open.
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
How about one? I know it was Father's Day, and that could have made it more complicated, but when I was looking at the scores, man, it just really reminded me of what Schauffele said when they were like, people just want to watch this tournament to watch us suffer. Were you guys locked in at all on the U.S. Open yesterday, where I believe Swan was the only one who had a score under par, and he needed that last shot to keep that intact.
Doesn't that feel like terrible golf? It feels like terrible golf,
right?
But then you know the reality of what the course is and how difficult it is and everything, so you know that it's not, unless you're casual.
Yeah.
If you're casual, then you're just like, that was the worst golf ever. Did Tiger not show up? Like, that's the first thing you're thinking. Where's Jack? Is Jack going to be there? You initially think that. Kevin, I was locked in on the payouts because, as we discussed with the KPMG Women's PGA Championship on Friday, I was like, hey, this purse looks pretty good. And they were like, yeah, it is pretty good.
I want that as a drop too.
And this purse was $21.5 million for the U.S. Woo! Open over the weekend. And Alec, what do you think the first prize winner got? How much do you think they got out of that $21.5 million?
Ooh, I would say $4 to $5 million.
$4.3 million is what the first person got. What do you think the 66th person got?
Oh my gosh.
Huh. Like a ham sandwich and a bag of chips.
Oh, because that was the last person to make the cut.
Yes,
right. Or they finished
$41,000
to suck. That's crazy.
Okay, they made the cut.
Hey, but still though, you're 66th. That's pretty terrible,
man.
But
that guy who's 66 was plus 24.
There you go. So you got 41K. So again,
I could do that.
If you're out there right now and you're like, I am training my kid to be a quarterback. Why? Why?
Train him to be a mediocre pitcher.
Put them in golf.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they could stink and make $41,000.
Sure. And then eventually, like Happy Gilmore, maybe they'll make you the big check.
Oh, and you'll have a whole car full of them.
Yeah. I would want at least one of those big checks. Even if they're like, we're going to take $500 out of your winnings, I'd be like, that's fine.
Kevin, I've had one in my hands. A check that big.
I know this story.
The Sandlot Children's Charity donated to My Possibilities a couple years ago, and Adrian, they gave him one of those big giant checks, and I was like, "This is awesome!" So I have it. It's still at the house.
Oh,
I still, because you can't cash it.
See,
it doesn't work at the bank.
And
yeah,
that's the part.
There's no routing number.
That would take this bit to the next level. You have to like sign your name or it's super big. And like, if you're at one of those old school banks that still has just the little opening in the glass window, you're like, I don't really know. You have to fold the check up.
This won't fit up the tube. Like, what are you doing?
See, I think that would be a hilarious bit, Corey. Here's what I would like.
Fold it up.
If you have
time,
I want you to take that check to the bank and call for help at the tube and just say you can't get the check to go through the tube and ask if they have any advisement to help out.
I do have a question about banks.
Okay. Go for it.
And I do feel like this is going to be a great week of radio.
Especially on Thursday.
Do banks still work? Are they still in existence? What? So
where do you get your money?
It's just there.
That means they're working.
It just exists.
That's not.
But I go. There's a bank next to the Brahms. All right, in my neighborhood, and it's never open. Mm. No, I don't even. The tube's there. There's two things with tubes on them, but nothing ever. Like it's never open. And so I don't drive by banks that often or even notice, I guess.
Mm.
Do banks still, are they open? I haven't been in a bank since before Avery was born.
So yes, banks are still open. That's how your finances continue to move.
No, I get like, but they can do that without the brick and mortar bank.
That's true.
Like they can just have it just exists in the cloud.
I don't know if this will turn into a rant on the bank, but since you brought it up.
Do you go deposit cash every week?
No, work at the bank? But I do instruct my wife to please take out cash because otherwise she is a humongous fan of the micro transaction. It's like, oh yeah, I spent $2 here, I spent $4 here. And since my OCD forces me to keep the checkbook updated, It infuriates me. I would much rather, hey, we're going to be spending money, just take out $200 or whatever, and I can just write that down in the ledger. But it's the person at the ATM who decides that when they get their money, they're going to revisit the entirety of the history of their finances sitting there at the ATM. It's like, it's not that complicated. They even have a fast option for you because they know what you're probably there to do. Beep, boop, boop, boop. And so it's the person who gets their money, gets the receipt. Receipt's not that long. And you've decided now's the time you're going to audit your finances. And you're just going to sit there and you're going to think it over and you're going to be like, is this what minus 100 would mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yes, it probably is. Like, go do that outside the rest of the parking lot. You don't have to sit there the whole time.
469, bank next to Brahms. Look at Mr. Rich Guy. I don't know how that makes me rich, that there's a bank by the Brahms, but I'll take it. From the 806, banks are still open for people over 100.
I do feel like if you go into the bank, it is some sort of emergency situation.
Somebody's passed away and you got to get their trust signed over to you.
Okay, speaking of trust, have the banks trusted us with pens yet? Because for the longest time,
like on the fan, where you pull the little chain.
Yeah, they had to have the tiny beads connected because I guess there was an outbreak of stolen pens from the bank. Do they trust us with the pens yet?
You could just snap that thing too. Like they didn't. You could just break it so easy. How often have you broken the lights chain on your fan before? Too many times.
Oh, I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh man, maybe my kids are just Thank you, Alec. Mm-hmm. Kevin's got the expensive kind, obviously. Cool.
That Garland money.
Mm-hmm. From the 903, walked into
what a flex.
I wish.
Walked in. This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Into the bank last Thursday, actually, from the 903. Come to East Texas. All kinds of banks open over
okay.
here. All right, so I'm learning. And then somebody said, I'm following Corey home because he's so rich, he doesn't need banks. And that doesn't mean you're rich. It's just you do it digitally and everything's online.
See,
it's on the line.
Man, we did work with a rich person at the newspaper.
Yeah, we did.
He called me once on his vacation to Spain, which I was like, oh, that's fancy as hell. And he goes, hey, did we get paid today? And I was like, yeah, we did. He goes, okay, will you put my check like just in one of the drawers? And I was like, okay, no problem. And he goes, and also, will you check if there's another check in there? Because I think there is. I don't remember if I cashed it. I don't think I did. And like, look, a lot of people work, you know, check to check, week to week or whatever, especially at the newspaper. Most of us were going 2 weeks to 2 weeks, check to check. And I was like, okay, so you're on your Spain vacation and you just have the other check sitting there.
Laying around.
Yeah.
From the 817, I work at a credit union. Still open, broski. Also, no, we do not trust the general public with pens.
Okay.
They're still chained up, homie.
See, that's what I needed to know. And I do wonder now, all right, people that work at the banks and the credit unions, first of all, the difference. Second of all, if you see somebody who is 40 or younger, are you alarmed?
Because they're
robbing
the
bank?
When
they walk into the bank.
Yeah. Because
they're like, what is that person doing here?
I got a gun.
Well, I'd hope that doesn't happen. I'm sure
Is
people,
that something you can't say at a bank?
I would not. Actually, there's most places I wouldn't recommend. Like public places, I wouldn't be like, I got a gun.
Bomb on a plane.
Uh-huh.
Gun at a bank.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I want to go back to, I don't think you should go into your Brahms and be like, I got my gun. Like, I just don't think that's a good idea.
Why would I do that, though?
I don't know. There are many things that you say. That I'm like, why would you do that?
Valid. That is valid. Got any other sports?
Hey, I'm
coming?
An adult and I went to a high school prom. Okay. yeah, actually, we had a lot more. There's a lot more things that I was hoping to update, but I have, believe it or not, two more golf stories.
Oh, wow.
I didn't think this is where we would
Nobody be. Ever would have thought this.
Yeah, I know. We have, believe it or not, too much content. Wyndham Clark threw a temper tantrum and damaged part of the locker room. Mm. Now, I saw a very from Nuclear Golf, and it said, is this behavior acceptable? I'm assuming it's overseas. They added an extra letter to behavior, but it did look like he had smashed in two of the, like, cloth or vinyl coverings to the locker that didn't look very protected to begin with, but maybe because it's a gentleman's game. And that's what you're, you know, you're supposed to have some decorum.
And as Choppy said something this morning, I think that's somebody's locker
yes.
that pays to be at the country club.
Right.
So that's a thing, too. As long as you pay for it.
They could just fix it.
Pay for it to fix it after your temper tantrum. If you want to break something,
yeah.
just pay for it to fix it and move on about your life. But now, and then tip a little extra because, hey, you know what? I didn't need to do that, but I vented. That's
sure.
my fault.
Now, we mentioned the winner of the U.S. Open earlier. Did you see how early his day started? He had to get up at 3 a.m. because his daughter was throwing up and he needed to go get her medicine at the CVS and then ended up winning the U.S. Open.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
That's pretty dang impressive,
that
man.
That is, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, this first segment got thrown off track, so we're already going to change the show. That's fine. Where we left off, where we are now, this time, probably with the Rangers, Stanley Cup Final, and NBA Finals, or some other nonsensical stuff that we rant about, and I will accept my fault in that as well. Next on The Fan.
In Dallas.
SGA on the handle, beyond the three-point line, left against Nesmith. Works to the baseline. Hit, fires a fadeaway, 18-foot jumper, and rips the cords. Thunder up by one, 104-103, timeout Pacers. Shea off balance, made it away, and lost it and stuck the go-ahead deuce.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm sorry, that ending took a turn that I was not prepared for. Alec, highlight the end of that once again as, man, we took an M. Night Shyamalan turn right there.
Made it away and lost it and stuck the go-ahead deuce.
I've never heard anybody use that term before.
Yeah.
For that.
I was not prepared for that either. So where we left off, where we are now, kind of updating some of the big sports stories from Friday and how we've progressed. But also, if you want to text in your nonsensical topics that might get us off track again, feel free. I'm telling you right now, I don't feel like this is too bold of a statement whatsoever. If Indiana loses this series, they're going to look back at the end of this game and be like, this is where we lost it. Like the last 4 minutes of game four, if they lose the series. Now, if they win, who cares? But if they lose this series, it's going to be the last 4 minutes or so of game four that they're going to be like, this is where we lost.
I've said this many times. I think there's psychological warfare to losing a game at the end.
Sure.
Especially in like the last 5 minutes. I think that it just really messes with your mind when you get on the plane or you're dressing in the locker room and now the media's in there asking you what happened. You're like, I don't have to know.
Yeah.
I really have no clue right now. Kevin, I hated when coaches would say this to us, but I get it. We got to go watch the film.
Yeah.
And I hated when coaches would say that because you're like, you didn't pay attention to the game. They're like,
right.
Yeah, but it whenever something like that happens, it happens so quickly that you're like, oh, what was the trend? What were they doing to us that we didn't catch on to that we got to figure out? And so, yeah, I think there is if you had a little plan and you knew it all along that if this happens and we can steal it at the very end, then we're good. But I think they'll just let up. I do think Oklahoma City is going to win tonight. I'm not going to say handily like you did last time, but I think they're going to win tonight. And that's going to be a very tough, it's going to be very tough. No, the thing is though, Kevin, this has been a fun series like I expected.
For sure. It's been more fun than I expected.
I told you before the series, I said, I think a lot of people are complaining about what the ratings are going to look like. And the people that don't watch, I think, are going to be sorry that they didn't watch because they're going to miss out on good entertainment. And here we are.
Now, in the final 3 minutes, OKC went on a 12-1 run. Shea scored 11 of those 12 points. And yes, some of them did come at the free throw line because I know people are going to want to talk about that. But I wanted to focus in on a different specific thing that happened in that game on Friday. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander set 7 ball screens in Friday's game. That was tied for his second highest total in any game this season. All 7 were to Jalen Williams. And that was the most pick and roll screens that any combination had gotten all season. And so I know we talk a lot about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for good reason, but the tandem that he has created with Jalen Williams, who had 27 points in that game, has really been absolutely tremendous. And that's E.N. Jalen, because they have another Jalen Williams that obviously doesn't see anywhere near as much playing time. We'll see how it goes tonight, because all of this can feel irrelevant if Indiana can pull off the upset tonight. Now all of a sudden you're like, can they close it out on their home floor in one of the bigger NBA Finals upsets we've seen in recent memory?
I've been comparing in my own mind, and I guess on air a lot, this team to the Mavericks 2011 team because of
the
Rick
Pacers.
Carlisle.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
This team, yeah, this Pacers team to the Mavericks then. because of Rick Carlisle. And then looking around, like TJ McConnell reminds me of JJ Barea. Look, and there's also a J in the back part of his first name or whatever. But like the you kind of look at some of the pieces and you're like, those are similar pieces to what the Mavericks had. I think Pascal Siakam can be looked at as Dirk in that he has similar qualities, not as good of a three-point shooter, but Dirk was going to the basket a lot during that Miami Heat series. And so I've been trying to compare it to it, but the one thing I think that's missing here is that Mavericks team in that series specifically in 2011 knew what it was like to not shut the door. And Dirk and Jet knew, and Jason Kidd, Sean Marion, all those guys knew, if we don't do it now, we might miss our whole career's chance. And this team, I think, is very young, the Pacers, that is. And I don't know if they quite know what they have to do to shut the door on Oklahoma City. And I think Oklahoma City is just the more talented team, and that's going to eventually win for them.
Yeah, if you can go and give me cut number six, we have Florida, who has taken just really taken advantage in game five. And now they're up in that series 3-2.
Broken up. Marchand in. Pass Wallman. Marchand, and he scores! Marchand went to the backhand. He sneaks it down low. Pass Pickard. What an individual effort for Brad Marchand. And the Panthers have taken a 3-0 lead here in game five.
Now, once again, I'm going to ask how locked in y'all were on this, because the Panthers, for the second straight game, have a 3-0 lead. About 2 minutes later, give or take, Connor McDavid scores a goal. Now, it ended up not mattering because Florida fired back super quick. But in that time, do you think everybody in that building or everybody on that team was like, holy crap, Connor McDavid got that back so fast. We just blew the 3-0 lead. Is it going to happen again? Because I'm telling you, man, I don't feel like this is a stretch to say if Florida would have lost that game on another monumental Edmonton comeback, I think they would have been dead in the water going back to going into game six.
Yeah, there was part of me that was like, could it happen again? Like this, am I going to be the benefactor of being able to see this happen again? But also because I want Florida to win, because I shouldn't hate Edmonton. It's the Stars' fault that they didn't win that series.
That's too logical. Sports fandom is illogical.
Okay, then. I want to see Edmonton get buried. I really do. And I'm glad, like, it feels like most of these games have been them burying them whenever Florida wins. But, yeah, there was a moment of, oh, crap. Dude, Marchand. Wow. Yeah. Just wow for this guy. He is elite. And, you know, Spittle came in. We were talking about that. We were talking about, you know, going into the series, we're like, oh, man, do we want to play Edmonton? Can we beat them? And Spittle kept going, hey, Florida's really good. Don't forget they added this, this, and this. And they're a really good team.
They still got Bobrovsky.
Yeah, and they're good, man.
Now, the good news is, so because both of these series have been taking two whole days off in between the games, every third day you've had a day with no, like, major high-level championship sports. But we're back into the flow. So you get NBA Finals Game 5 tonight, Stanley Cup Final Game 6 tomorrow. And by the way, I know Edmonton is in the midst of figuring out who's going to play in goal, because you go back to Game 4, I think it was, where Skinner got pulled and Pickard went out there. Pickard played again in Game 5. He was not particularly effective. And so as of last night, I haven't seen an update this morning, the Oilers were still trying to decide who's going to be in net for them. And that has to be concerning.
Yes.
Like with your season on the brink, another, you know, Cowboys length disappointment of not winning the Stanley Cup on the brink. And you're like, let's figure out who's going to be our goalie.
Yeah, that's not a fun time. But your team is desperate.
Yes.
And that's where I think desperate team theory can be a benefit. But whenever you have a team that knows, as I just said about that Mavericks team, Florida knows how to shut the door.
They do.
That's what I think is the difference here.
They do. Now, let's go to something super positive for all of us. When we left the Rangers, they're going into their series against the White Sox. And we had laid out like a pretty clear thing that we would love to see. Six series wins. Like, that would put you automatically at least 12-6. I know you have higher aspirations, but we would feel good about that. Could they get the sweep against the White Sox? Well, they did. And if you give me cut number two, they made Saturday's game far more complex than it needed to be.
Here's the pitch. Swung on in a high drive, deep center field. Back goes Robert, and he can't get it. The Rangers have won it. Adolis Garcia singles to the 410 sign in left center. And the Rangers stream out of the dugout and mob El Bumby.
I need more of those from him.
Yeah.
And it feels like every time we've ever been in a suite, he ends up doing something
special.
Yeah,
that's the last time he hit the walk-off home run. And so they sweep the White Sox. Now, Saturday, look, if you're watching that game, it felt like it should have been like 7-2 going into the ninth inning. Alas, it was not. And if there are two hiccups from the weekend, one we can get into a little bit later. But if there's two hiccups from the weekend, one of them is you struggled hitting with runners in scoring position. I say the positive is you're still getting way more people into scoring position than you had been. Now, the other thing.
No, that is huge.
Yes.
Seven hits over this stretch. Was it three, four games in a row now? That's significant.
Yes.
And like, you have to be able to get runners on.
Now, the other problematic thing that I know probably agitated people, Luke Jackson, was doing solid. I know Teal got the hit off of him. Robert Garcia comes in. There's two outs. You just need the one out. And immediately, I think it was the first pitch, Taylor hits a double out to center and the game's tied and all of the air gets sucked out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Which is tough because the roof was closed.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
But also, because I predicted in a weird way that they should not have taken our food away in the suite. Now,
this is true.
I don't want you guys to think that we're just purchasing suites and living that crazy life. This was the KNC go watch a baseball game in a Ranger suite with us for Peace-a-thon. Steven and his family, they were there.
They're awesome.
They were phenomenal, what celebrating his wife's birthday. And so they wanted us to be there. And so we were there, and they closed down and take away a lot of the food, like in the eighth inning. And I threw out there, what if the game goes into extra innings and it goes 17 innings, and then all our food's gone. Well, we got to the 11th inning, and the game ended up being 3 hours and 40 minutes, which is crazy because in that same week, the Rangers had a game that was an hour and 58 minutes long.
It's wild. That is wild.
And it was 5-4. It wasn't 13-12.
They did seem to take their time throughout that game.
Yeah, I bet DeGrom came out every other inning super pissed off because he had to sit there for 20 minutes and they didn't actually score any runs. But that's if we're nitpicking. On the flip side, Rangers have won 4 of 5 with the sweep. Now they have won 7 of 8.
I want to get back to that in a second because you just said DeGrom. You pointed out to me that was the first multi-run inning he'd had since sometime
April.
April
24th.
That's insane. That
almost
shows
2 months.
That's just how good Jacob DeGrom is.
Yes.
He doesn't give up multiple runs in an inning until Saturday when we were there. And he was like, well, KNC is here. I better show him that I'm human.
Well, because he probably thought he was ahead 8-0 with the way that the offense had put on so many runners.
I'm frustrated you didn't gain any ground on Houston over the weekend. That's what frustrated me because you're on a 4-game win streak right now, and now Houston's on 5. And that's what I kept going. I kept going, all right, this stretch that Kevin's talking about, I have a smaller window. It's 12 games.
Okay.
But I didn't count Seattle as much, but that's going to be a huge factor in this run. Because if they can beat Seattle in a couple series down the stretch, that puts them steadily into second place. But I'm counting on this stretch to be able to make a run to get yourself back in a position where you're not 4.5, 5.5 games out. You're actually half a game or you've taken the lead in the division.
I don't know if this will make you feel any better. One of the reasons that didn't bother me as much is Toronto and Minnesota both lost all of their games this weekend.
For the wild card.
So look, I would also prefer if we won the division, though obviously the Rangers have shown that winning the division is not a prerequisite to winning the World Series. But that's encouraging. And that's one of the things. When there's so many teams that you're behind or in the mix, as long as you win, it's almost inevitable that somebody along the way is going to lose and you'll pick up ground on somebody. So you're right about the division because the Mariners won all their games this weekend as well. But at least you did pick up some ground in the wild card. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, been so busy we haven't even gotten to this yet. It's time for Baseball Nuggets and that blockbuster MLB trade. Next on The Fan.
Rafi clubs one in the air to center. Isbell goes back. It is gone!
Oh, my God.
Absolutely crushed by Devers.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. And we got to start with that trade that it was unexpected. It was a huge trade. I saw some people trying to compare it to the Luka trade. That's too far for me. And we will get to the
because of the element of surprise, but I think that there was less surprise about this.
Yeah, I mean, look.
He hated this club during
he really
training.
Did.
Training.
And he had expressed his opinions about that, though I know there had been dispute about what he had actually said. Now, for Devers, the Giants, he got traded to the Giants. They're going to take care of the rest of his contract, which runs through 2033, and will pay him more than $250 million. Three-time All-Star. He's an excellent player and once was one of the cornerstones of Boston. And I'm not saying he worked out of favor because of his play or anything like that, but obviously it feels like both the franchise and he had been displeased about their ideas for positionally DH, where he should play and everything like that. Boston gets back Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, and then two more prospects. I'll admit, I was very surprised by this deal, but Corey, to your point, looking back at the last couple months, perhaps we should not have been. I should not have been surprised.
Yeah, it just... At spring training, there was already the big deal. Hey, Alex Bregman's here. He plays third base.
Yeah.
And he was like, I play third base.
Yeah.
And just kind of stared at the media like, the hell are you asking me this question for? Very similar to when Willie Calhoun said, I hit 3-hole. And you're just like, oh,
yeah,
alrighty. And so you kind of knew that there was a little bit there. And then they were like, hey, would you mind playing first since our guy got hurt? And he gave them the double middle fingers and was like, I agreed with him. I didn't think it was fair to ask him to play the position that he didn't play and then have high expectations. Do I also think you should be a team player and be capable of doing anything out there? Yes. One of the reasons I do love Josh Smith is that that dude is like, whatever it takes, coach. Hearing Michael Young say, whatever it takes, coach. Like those kinds of things, I have so much respect for players that are willing to do that because they recognize that dude might be better than me at this, but right. I'm still damn good at this.
Right.
And I love this game. So that's the part that you kind of saw that coming. The way they found out, the way the Giants found out, like everybody kind of found out right before the game.
Yeah.
They were hyped up. Yeah. They were like, oh my gosh. But I do have a question.
Sure.
I saw some website had both of these teams got graded like a C and a D for this trade. And I was like, dang, nobody even got an A.
They're like, both teams got worse.
But the big statement they said for the Giants and their grade was, okay, Devers can play third. He's a terrible defensive third baseman. He can play third while Matt Chapman's injured.
Yeah.
But then when Matt Chapman comes back, is Devers going to be the same pouty baby that he was for Boston because there's a better third baseman? Or is he going to say, you know what? Now that I'm with a team that I don't know, I care about, I'll DH and we're going to go win this.
Man.
I thought that was an interesting look at that.
I love the way you begrudgingly even said care about. Where he's like, I care about or whatever. Now, and therein lies the problem and possible reward, because this feels like big risk, big reward. And somebody texted in from the 858. Everyone's flipping out about this trade, but Devers proved to be a diva. And from the 214, he needs to get his fat ass in shape if he wants to play third base. I'm not here to defend his defensive ability whatsoever.
Do you think anybody in Boston was saying that? Because I feel like a lot of people in Boston were probably saying the same thing.
For sure. And so hopefully they had this conversation, because if the Giants said, hey, let's not bring it up now and hopefully we can figure it out later, obviously that's going to blow up in your face. But it also got brought up that he started the season like over 20. You remember that? And he had like 16 strikeouts and everything like that. Consider this. He started out the season so terribly. You know what he is projected for right now? 33 home runs, 129 RBIs with an OPS of 905.
He's that good of a hitter.
He is.
Like he really is that talented of a hitter.
I'm not disputing that he's a diva at all.
We, you know, this was when way back in the day, I think before he had signed a contract, Mike and I were discussing third base and Josh Young. And I was like, dude, let's trade for Devers. And he was like, oh man, you want to put that bat in your lineup? That's great.
Yeah.
But he cannot play third. And I was like, he can't be that bad. Oh, and then I went and looked up his error stats and I was like, he is that bad, Mike. And he was like, yeah. So he's that electric of a hitter that he's that good, but he is definitely a terrible third baseman. But I think he can help the Giants in a tremendous way at the plate if he's mentally committed. And you said, hopefully they had that conversation.
If they didn't, I don't know why.
You have that conversation with the agent, right? And you talk, or do you have it directly with the player? Because I feel like the agent's the one that's going to be in their ear going, all right, man, look, I'm giving you another chance here. You're getting a chance to play on the West Coast. You're not going to be in Boston anymore. You were hurt by the team that you've been with all this time. But now this is part of the business, and we need you to go swing that bat.
See, I think you need to have it with the player directly, because we even saw there were some things with Rafael Devers where it looks like he got mistranslated. That, not that his statements weren't salty, but it made him feel like even saltier. So I think this needed to be a direct conversation. And if it wasn't, good luck, San Francisco.
And we have this conversation a lot with players that are disgruntled that leave and they go to the next city and everybody's like, yes.
Yeah.
Well, and just like us with Kai, we were like, yes. But
or Pickens right now.
Yeah, the baggage that comes along with it. And then, oh, okay. Like, how do you turn it around?
Sure.
What's the difference for you?
Now, good news, bad news, pitching situation for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani will make his return to the mound in the series opener against the Padres. So he is ready to go, ready to pitch. You know, we've been talking about this for a while.
Had we?
And
I don't know why.
Hopefully you knew that.
Yep.
And we said that June was kind of what they were targeting. So Shohei's back. He's ready to pitch. At the same time, though, Tell me if how bad you think this update sounds. Roki Sasaki has stopped throwing the last few days. Remember, he was already, you know, he was already hurt. Now he stopped throwing. Dave Roberts said Sasaki still doesn't feel comfortable with his shoulder throwing with intensity. So he's not going to go for new testing yet, but that kind of makes it sound more of like an if and not a when he comes back this season. That could turn out a little bit of shoulder inflammation. He's fine. Back to go. But he already got hurt. Now he's just stopped throwing because he's like, I don't feel comfortable.
So
it's not good.
I wanted to find some of his statistics from whenever he was in Japan and how many innings he'd thrown.
Okay.
Because this could be very simple. Like, I'm just not used to having this much. And we do talk a lot about the six-man rotation.
Sure.
We have that conversation a lot. Innings pitched since he was 19. 129, 91, 111. He's at 34 right now.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have a lot of innings on his arm, and he's still very young. So, yes, for this year, I would say in this middle part of the season, if you can stay afloat without him, give him the opportunity to rest so that you do have him later. Just because he doesn't have a ton of innings on his body yet.
So that is true.
I'll agree with him, and he knows his body better than anybody else probably.
Now, keep moving.
Sometimes we don't. Sometimes doctors know it better than us.
I think that's probably fair. Or men's team. So for the Reds, Ellie De La Cruz hit another home run. He this time in his last at bat against the Tigers, he now has a home run in four straight games. However, not the most impressive home run news of the day. That would go to Wilson and William Contreras. They became the second pair of brothers to homer in the same inning as opponents in baseball's modern era on Saturday. The other time it happened, as you already knew, in 1933, when Rick and Wes and probably Will Ferrell hit home runs as opponents with Boston and Cleveland.
The Lowe brothers didn't do it whenever we played against Tampa?
Not in the same inning. And that's the key.
The Young
right
brothers
there.
Didn't do it when we played against Detroit?
No other brothers did it.
The Smothers brothers. Does anybody know who the Smothers brothers
are? They play.
They yo-yoed and played guitar.
Yes.
That's really cool. Like that, to be the first ones to do it is pretty cool. Was there a fastball grooved on the second one so they can make this history, or do you think they were really trying to get him out?
I mean, I don't think so. It was in the ninth inning, and the game wasn't like outrageously out of control. It wasn't like 16-1 or anything
like that. Man, I like it.
So
that's a cool story.
I will say no to that.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Sure. And then, by the way, one more quick thing. Zach Wheeler has said he plans to retire after his contract is up, and that will be after the 2027 season.
He said it'll be easy to walk away. And that, to me, is very interesting. I need to know more about why he said that. Because is it easy because he planned, I'm only going to play this long in my career, or my contract's done, so I'm done? I don't know. For a lot of players, it doesn't seem like it's easy.
And like,
it's because a lot of players, it's all they know. It's all they are. That is their identity. And they got to create a new identity after they're done. Maybe he's one of those guys that's like, no, I do Lagos all the time. I'm great.
Okay, stop. God, I hate the way you say that so freaking much. And so there's a couple of things. He says it's going to be easy to walk away. The contract that he just got was 3 years, $126 million.
Oh, so that'll be easy.
Now, he will be 37. So I'm not saying, like, obviously he has plenty of money, but I do wonder if he'd be like, hey, is somebody offering all of the money again? Then maybe. Then another article was asking if he is a Hall of Famer. No, he is.
He played baseball.
Yeah, he did play baseball, but he's nowhere near a Hall of Famer as it constitutes right
now.
There
was a time when we thought this dude needs to be a Ranger. Like that definitely was a point where
still,
we were like, man, we would love to have this guy.
He's still really, really good, but I don't think
Second in Cy Young two times.
And that's it.
12th in Cy Young once and also 6th in Cy Young. Yeah. That's about it. A couple of All-Stars.
That is not
enough to be a Hall of Famer.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, all the Cowboys news and moves you might have missed coming out of Mandatory Minicamp. Next on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.